On 680 CJOB.
Lots going on in Winnipeg, across Manitoba today. Over at City Hall, there is a lineup of people that want to talk about the budget. Mike Davidson, QP 500, the city's largest union. He joins us now live on 680 CJOB. Mike Davidson, when the budget was initially proposed, there was the whole idea of furloughs of employees around the Christmas season, unpaid leaves. Is that still on the table?
Well, Richard, I'll be heading down to City Hall myself this morning. I understand it's still on the table. There's about five major issues that we're quite concerned about. One, if you look at the very first one, 2.5 weeks, that's all this budget process allows, so there's very little engagement regarding the public. There's 2.95 percentage points in property tax increases this year. All along, we've been saying if you went three-quarters of a point, you wouldn't be the hole that we're in. And then you do raise the issue about 3.5 days, unpaid days, next Christmas. But, you know, we've explained to them that our workforce operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just because it's a holiday, that doesn't stop our pipes from breaking or needed repairs to water mains, the calls to 311. Forestry still has to be on duty. That's when pruning takes place, if there's any windstorms. The snow keeps falling just because it's a holiday. It won't stop. Many of our arenas have scheduled hockey tournaments. People want access to the cemeteries. People want access to the leisure centers to use the gyms. And the list goes on and on and on, Richard. I don't think that's very realistic, and that's a cut in service to the citizens of Winnipeg, and I think they should be concerned about that. And that's a real hard pill to swallow, considering that the city's facing something like $75 million in cost overruns with the new police station. So we have in front of us, we have a budget that costs more, delivers less, and then, I guess, to put the icing on the cake, there's $2.4 million in an alternative service delivery process. We've just seen this process be cut in services, but it doesn't identify them. And this would be the forum, this budget forum, to allow the public to come out and speak in opposition where these cuts may be, but they're not listing them. So it's kind of like the phantom budget. So we've got a lot of concerns here. And as it stands right now, Richard, we've got $14 million in vacancy management. That is, without any question, compromising our ability to deliver frontline services to the citizens of Winnipeg.
We should take a moment and explain what vacancy management is. Essentially, as I understand it, a position becomes open because somebody is either off on a maternity leave or retires or leaves for whatever reason on a temporary or permanent basis, and that position is not filled, but the work is expected to get done.
Well, that's right. Right now, for example, in emergency services in the south end of the city regarding water services, they fill 12 positions. They need 20 more. Fleet management, they opened up a new location but didn't increase the size of its staff because when people leave, they're not filling those positions. So what ends up happening is we're not able to deliver those services. And we heard from two department heads say that they couldn't allow staff to participate in voluntary furlough initiatives because they can't spare them. So this isn't working for Winnipeg. What's happening is you know, these are direct frontline service cuts.
So is this the difference between a paper budget, a budget in theory, and the reality is that the work needs to get done, and in the end we might be paying somebody overtime as opposed to furloughing others, that, you know, we'll save money in this area spending, but we'll end up spending a lot more in another area?
Well, it could very well be. I mean, depending on circumstances, if we start to get a rash of water main breaks, what would happen if that continued right through the Christmas season, or we had windstorms where we had trees down, or a number of things taking place? You need a certain level of employees to run our city. And I remember years ago, Rick Frost, who was a commissioner, commented on it that you have to have a certain number of staff to run a city our size, and that has to happen. You can only cut so far.
Mike Davidson is president of QP Local 500, the city's largest union. He's one of the delegates at Executive Policy Committee. By my list here, there's at least 33 speakers at City Hall today weighing in on the proposed budget that we'll see. Your property taxes go up, a lot of money going to infrastructure, some service cuts, a furlough, as Davidson says, of city employees through the Christmas season. Have you noticed a decline in the quality of city services? You can weigh in online at CJOB.com.
Waiting until the 26th for Boxing Day sale?